Bob, let's start with CRM. Exactly what is it and how does it help my business?
Great, Steve. Well, you know, CRM has been referred to as customer relationship management. But I was sitting in a training session by one of my senior client success managers about a month ago. And he said, what really CRM is can't remember much. And because it's a tool then for the individual user that's helping with their own productivity, you know, what next action should they perform? You know, you can't keep us all in your head. So you need a place to go to that's driving your next action. It's also a place of where you get the one view of that relationship you have with this customer. And that one view can cut across then sales, marketing, and service.
How do I know when or how or I should invest in CRM?
I think it has to do in terms of the kind of customers that you're working with. If you're in a transactional mode of customers, of where, you know, this is one-off sale with them, you really don't care if they buy from you again, or it's highly likely they will buy from you again, CRM doesn't have as much value for you. It might be useful in that scenario if you're trying to maintain relationships with those people who are referring Coast customers to you. But for actually building the relationship with a customer, you're looking for those kind of opportunities where you want to have an ongoing dialogue with this customer. You want them to buy from you today, tomorrow, and something new in the future.
Great. You kind of answered a little bit my next question, but let me ask it and see if there's anything additional you want to share. Well, what makes my business a good candidate for it?
I think it's recognizing that you're trying to scale. Your real issue here is that how do you start leveraging technology to help you grow the business versus just adding more people? And if you're trying then to scale the business, that's where CRM starts to make sense.
Well, let's take a minute, Bob, and tell us a little bit more about you and your company.
Okay. Well, InfoGrow, we're located here in Cuyahoga Falls, and really we work, you know, all over the country. About 65% or so of our business right now is fixing systems that others have installed. And the reason that's happening is that people approach CRM as a technology issue, and it's not. It's really all about process, and it's all about the behaviors that you're trying to influence that you want to measure and that you're trying to see what happens when I put things in place. And that's how we approach CRM. We've been doing this for 29 years. It started way back in the DOS time, but now we've migrated into the more new types of systems.
Hmm. You're kind of like farmers insurance. You know a lot because you've done a lot, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's it.
Up on their commercial.
Right, that's it.
But, you know, if I'm a business and I've survived and maybe even thrived without it for this long, why should I consider it now?
Well, you know, scaling is the biggest part, thinking in terms of how you want to leverage technology versus adding people. You also have types of people. You know, finding account managers is difficult and expensive. So how do you leverage their time with making sure they're being productive, not doing things that they shouldn't be doing? They shouldn't be maybe involved in customer service, or you don't want them to be driving all over the east side of town and driving to the west side of town. Mm-hmm. How do you help them be more productive? And how do you then help yourself as a manager to manage by exceptions? Mm-hmm. You've got to have a database underneath this of where you're sharing the information that you know about the client, what their patterns of buying is to you, what their needs are going to be, and how to anticipate what action should happen next with them. Okay. That's where CRM really starts to play for you.
Okay. Cool. Can you give me some idea of it, you know, what it costs and how would I evaluate different providers?
I think it's good to start out small. The biggest issue is to recognize that some of the first layers of CRM, like, you know, getting people to get a behavior of sharing contact information or starting to track their activities integrated with their Outlook email system. You know, almost any system can start out doing that. And so the cost can be quite low to start there in terms of working with it. But as you go up that maturity level of where you want to start integrating other systems, you want to start, you know, being able to do forecasting. You want to start pulling in maybe those service tickets that are out there, or the returns that you're getting, and get everybody on the same plane. Then you're getting into a higher level of CRM system. those costs are going to run you anywhere between probably $65 and $120 per person per month to be in those kinds of systems, plus then the setup of doing it. You'll have to decide if you want to become a CRM expert, or you got a full-day job already, or you want someone else to help you get this started.
Yeah, that was my next question. What are the steps to implementing it that you'd recommend?
Yeah, I think in one is thinking about this as a phase. You know, you can do this in phases of where you think about the first pieces I want to get people into changes of behavior about how we share information. Maybe my next phase is then I want to start doing forecasting of where I'm able to start understanding what are we projecting coming down the path as we build a pipeline. Maybe I then want to move more into I want to have a better process for my sales team or a better process for my support team that I want to integrate into the tool. But you don't try to do this all at once. And also, I think it's really important to think that this is not a technology tool. This is a tool that's going to grow with you as you grow. And so it should be dynamic.
Can you give me any feel for calendar time in any way, shape, or form?
I think, what we like to do with a lot of midsize and smaller organizations is start off with a quick start. Let's do something in the first 60 days that will get all the data in one place, get everybody in terms of get that cleaned up, get it started, get everything out of everybody's Outlook in terms of all the various emails and contact information. You know, get that cleaned up in one place. Get people into a pattern of where they're starting to collect that information and now start to driving their own productivity. Then, the company will know enough about, they're starting to learn what they don't know about what this tool can do for them. And we can then build a roadmap that starts taking you forward for other phases.
Thank you. Kind of last question in this small bite of knowledge. Net out just three reasons why a business should implement CRM software.
Well, I think the first reason is in terms of recognizing that you want to be able to increase the effectiveness of your team. That's probably the first and foremost. You want to make it easier for them to stay top of mind with the relationship that they're having with the customer. You know, who's the A accounts that they should be talking to with some kind of rhythm there? And you want to cross-fertilize then the departments. Often marketing might be generating leads that sales doesn't know about or are not using, or something's happening in customer service that the account reps walk into because they didn't know about it. You want to start sharing that information to avoid those kind of conflicts, because the customer is coming to you with the expectation you know about the relationship. You know what they mean to you. So that is really the biggest reason to start putting that in and then measuring that and then improving it by tightening that, keep adjusting that.
So what I hear you saying is make a team more effective, measure that team, make adjustments from what you learn in that measurement.
Right. Get everything, get everybody and everything on the same page in the organization.
Okay. Bob, where can people learn more about you and your company?
Sure. InfoGrow is on the web, of course. We're at www.infogrowcorp.com, or you can call us at 330-929-1353.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.